Well, as we speak, the Aggie football team is practicing, and it's the final day of two-a-day workouts. They worked out this morning at 7:30, and they're doing it again this afternoon indoors. Hi, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports. Three players on the Aggie team have been listed in Rivals.com's preseason All-America team. Running back Cyrus Gray is on the second team, and quarterback Coryell Judy and receiver Jeff Fuller on the third team. Now, Gray says that last year's late season success did put the Aggies on the map, but this is a whole new year.
It was a great run, but it's a new year, so you have to forget about that, and it all starts over again. But things I've been working on improvement is my conditioning and gaining weight. I think that'll be able to help me in the long run, and maybe not in the near future, and also in my future. Hopefully, if I go further than college, and it's been really helping me, and I think it's going to help.
Of course, the Aggies will open the season 1 week from Sunday when they host the SMU Mustangs at Kyle Field. The Eagle reported today that former Bryan High basketball coach John Reese wrote that he had, quote, agreed to terms with another employer in his letter of resignation 2 weeks ago from the BISD. That, of course, fuels speculation that he will be hired as Billy Kennedy's third full-time coach at A&M soon. Earlier this month, Reese's son and highly regarded Viking senior J. Michael Reese made a verbal commitment to play basketball at A&M. Tennessee's women's basketball coach Pat Summitt has been diagnosed with early onset dementia, which could lead to Alzheimer's. In a statement from Summitt released by the university today, the Hall of Fame coach said she plans to coach the Lady Vols during the 2011-2012 season, but may have some limitations. She said that she went to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota in May. The 59-year-old Summitt told the Knoxville News Sentinel that she plans to rely on medication and mental exercises to manage the condition. Summitt has coached 37 seasons at Tennessee, has 1,071 career wins and 8 national championships. The earthquake that was centered northwest of Richmond, Virginia today was felt during a baseball game in Cleveland and a tennis match in New Haven, Connecticut. At Progressive Field in Cleveland, shockwaves made the press box shake during the first game of a day-night doubleheader between the Indians and Seattle. Some fans took off for the exits as fans sitting in the upper deck noticed unusual movement. The game was not interrupted. In New Haven, play was stopped and the venue evacuated at the New Haven Open in Connecticut on the Yale campus. The stadium was evacuated during the third game of a match between Helena Yankovic of Serbia and Elena Savina of Russia. The stadium began shaking. The water bottles sloshed back and forth. Spectators felt three waves of shaking, and the umpires halted play. Of course, the quake, as you've heard, which was measured at 5.9 magnitude, emptied office buildings in downtown Washington, D.C. The home of the Giants and the Jets is going to be called MetLife Stadium for the next 25 years. The New York-based insurance giant and the two NFL teams who co-own the stadium announced that today that MetLife has purchased the naming rights for the stadium, which will be the site of the 2014 Super Bowl. More than 30 years after having it stolen, former Baltimore Colts player Art Donovan has his 1958 NFL World Champion ring back. Police in Howard County, Maryland, say they received a tip that the ring was being sold on Craigslist for $20,000 by an Elk Ridge seller. Detectives contacted Donovan about the ring, which was stolen during a 1977 trip to Japan. The detectives had posed as buyers and met with the seller. They advised the seller that the ring with Donovan's engraved name and jersey number 70 was believed to be stolen. The seller won't be charged. Police say the ring had been purchased years ago from a sports memorabilia dealer in what was believed to be a legitimate transaction. And finally, NASCAR points leader Kyle Busch lost his driver's license for 45 days today in a case stemming from his high-speed joyride in a luxury car. The Sprint Cup star pleaded guilty to speeding and no contest to reckless and careless driving in North Carolina District Court. Busch, who doesn't need a license to compete in NASCAR, also was fined $1,000, sentenced to 30 hours of community service, and put on 1 year of unsupervised probation. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. We'll have more next half hour. This is News Talk 1620, WTAW.